A harder, better goodbye. Mother complained of a pain in her ribs. She was a yoga lover, an ocean swimmer, a woman who at 72 looked 10 years younger. She thought she had pulled a muscle, but the pain refused to go away. Tests revealed that cancer had moved to her ribs and spine. She and my father had been planning summer vacation. Now they were planning the remaining months of her life. She made it clear she did not want to remain in the hospital. She wanted to go home. Hospice, we were told, could help us care for Mom at home. Suddenly, hospice became the center of our lives. A few times a week, the hospice staff, doctor, nurses, social worker, would visit our home, making sure Dad and I could handle the bedpans, the painkillers, and the reality of Mom's dying. March, April, May. Each month, each week, each day was a diminishment. Mom was confined to downstairs, then to her bedroom, then to her bed. Dad brushed her hair. I read to her. We examined family photo albums. As we flipped through these Kodak moments of life now drawing to a close, I would comfort myself. At least we are home. Our biggest fear was that Mom would experience unbearable pain, but she did not. Painkiller helps. It was in those last days that hospice was of particular help. I had not seen anyone die before. I did not know what to do.